This is HPR episode 2810 entitled, Wi-Fi on Android. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 8 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken fixes an Android firewall Wi-Fi connection that reports no internet and won't connect.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. If you hear some strange sounds like rain falling on a shed roof, it is because all my kids are doing their homework and I'm out in the shed recording this show. It's a quick one related to Android tips and tricks. And this one is about if you're running your own firewall or you're running, want to connect an Android phone to a network that doesn't have access to the internet, how you can get it to connect without automatically disabling. Android has this function whereby when you turn it on, connects to the network, it's not sufficient that it's got an IP address. What it'll attempt to do is connect to random servers on the internet. Now, I run a firewall on my all my phones, and as a result, it blocks this access. And when I had a look at the IP addresses from various different phones, it seemed to be going to general internet service providers randomly around the world. For example, my phone connected to somewhere in Romania. I have no idea why it would do that, but it timed out. It could be just servers that they'd, you know, ping locations of servers that they know are up, and that if it can't connect to this random pool, then it says, well, I don't have connection to the internet. If that occurs, what tends to happen is you see the network name of your connection. So in my case, in the examples, you'll see that I'm trying to connect to openwireless.org, which is the Wi-Fi access point that I've set up here locally, to facilitate people who don't have an internet connection at that given time, and they can use that connection to basically get out to the internet. If you go to openwireless.org, you'll read some stuff about that. I think I already did a show on that topic, and you can consider the implications for you of running that wireless network. But anyway, when you do connect, instead of saying connected, it says connected, comma, no internet. Now, this isn't really a problem because any of the applications that I've given permission to access will work just fine, because, you know, the National Rail Service application will connect to the National Rail Service website. It's allowed to go anywhere using my firewall, so no problem there. However, in the case of all the other applications that I have no clue that are running on my phone, I want to make sure that they're blocked. So this polling application is sent from the Linux kernel itself, so I don't particularly want to give the Linux kernel full access to go randomly out onto the internet for any reason, given that I don't trust it. So after a few moments, minutes possibly, up to a few minutes, you will get a toast message appearing on your phone. And a toast message comes from where you put a slice of toast in and it pops up. Very funny. Well, actually, I don't know if it's called a toast message, but it's one of those drop-down messages at the top. And if you tap on that, it says Wi-Fi has no access. Tap for options. And then you will get openwireless.org. This network has no internet access. Stay connected. And then there's a tick box, don't ask again, and you're given the option yes or no. So if you select don't ask for this network, select yes, then you're fine. Now, what has happened is the Wi-Fi router that's on test at the moment has got a bug in it, whereby it facilitates this sort of thing and automatically disconnects and reconnects and disconnects and reconnects and disconnects. And it happens so fast that you're not able to go in and say, don't ask again for this network. So in order to get around that, I did some investigation and realized, well, this is running Linux, so therefore underneath here there must be a file somewhere that this is stored. Now, for those of you who don't know, Android is Linux. It's not GNU Linux, but it is a Linux kernel. And if you install from F-Droid, for example, Termux, you will be able to access all your command line tools via BusyBox. I think it's BusyBox or BusyBox-like shell, which is basically a slimmed down shell. You can do ls, change directory, etc, etc, etc. And if you have rooted your phone, which, why wouldn't you? Because, hey, otherwise you won't have the firewall on, otherwise you won't have this issue. So you can pretty much skip to tomorrow's show. Anyway, if you have rooted your phone, you should be able to type su and a pop-up will give you... will ask for your permissions, give Termux root permissions, and when you do that, then you have full access to your phone. If you change directory, cd space data slash misc slash wifi and do an ls in there, you'll see wpa underscore supplicant.conf, our old friend. And that just follows the normal wifi network. Wi-Fi network is defined in there with a sort of JSON-like string of network equals SSID equals something, BSSID equals something, key management equals something, etc. And you'll have that for all the networks that you have connected. So if you go to the problem network that you're trying to connect to and you type in that section, kind of underneath, I put it underneath priority, but I guess it could be anywhere. If you put in the keyword disabled and equals one, so disabled equals one, the equal sign and one, save that file and you're good to go. Now, I didn't have an editor really that I could use, so what I did is I just copied that to the SD card location where I could edit it. I edited it with a graphical editor and then I copied it back. I renamed the original to wpa underscore supplicant.conf.orig, copied the file back to wpa underscore supplicant.conf, and then the important thing that you need to remember to do is ls dash al, not ak, al. And then you need to change the permissions, chmod space colon wi-fi colon wi-fi and then space wpa supplicant.conf, and then I rebooted the phone and that magically fixed the problem. So even if you don't root your phone, maybe this show gives you an insight into what's happening behind that pretty graphical user interface and makes you realize that yes, the skills that you learn on one location can be reused at another location. So, without further ado, I will say thank you for listening to the show and tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.